بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue with this kitab. It teaches on the principles of tasawwuf. This kitab by Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the Shaykh of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So very beautifully Hazrat explained in this kitab the adab, the etiquettes of the sheikh, of the murid, the one that intends to tread the path to the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This also to remember is also called Sabirullah, this is also the path of Allah. Usually we find, we might only think Sabirullah or Fi Sabirillah is going to Darulum. Or in Jamaat we say that in the path of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. Sufiya say that some say that the amount of people in the world, that many paths they are to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some say not even that, more than that. The amount of breaths that the entire makhluk take. So many paths Allah Baki has kept to reach him. Each person has his own different temperament, different mindset. Because some awliya, some are Jamali, some are Jalali, some are very soft, some are more strict. So Allah Ta'ala has kept different temperaments of different types of people to gel. So the blood type will agree with different type of people. So this is also fi sabilillah. And fi sabilillah, when you say this is the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, like how you ask somebody, where's the masjid? Arabic will ask him, in al-masjid. He says, hada sabilul masjid, وَهَذَا السَّبِيرُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. This path is to the masjid. If you walk this path, you reach the masjid. We ask him, إِنَ الدُّكَانِ. Where is the shop? Say, هَذَا السَّبِيرُ إِلَى الدُّكَانِ. This path will take you to the shop. In the same way, he says, where is Allah? Where do I find Allah? فِي سَبِيرِ اللَّهِ. Take this path, and you'll end up by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You will find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But this also is the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A person searches and he's looking, and he has desire to get the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hazrat in this treatise explains to us the adab, the etiquette, the manner how to tread this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very rare kitab, you can say. Usually in the darulums you have kitabs, adabul muta'allimin, the adab etiquettes of those that are studying, those that are teaching. The path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we go in jamaat, they have hidayat bayan. How to conduct yourself, the amir, the rehber, and the mutakallim. So they have all those etiquette there also. The sawuf, you hardly hear of any etiquette. Now we don't know. So when you go by the mashayikh, we don't know how to far to sit, how near to sit, how to sit, how to look, where not to look. So we didn't really learn now how to conduct ourselves when it comes to the mashayikh and the ulama ikram. We hear from Ibrahim Dawla Sahib over and over again. He would say that one is the mulaqat you're going to make, normal 2.5 hours of gush, etc. But from Hayat al-Sahaba, he would quote so many incidents just to go and take out time to sit with the ulama-i-karam, just to go and sit with them, or just to go and listen to their talks. He said, here we mustaqil ibadat here. This itself is a very special ibadat, just to go and sit with them. The ulama of Sham, they're very particular about this. Allah's fazl, during Musimul Hajj, the days of Hajj in Medina Munawara, Sheikh Awama, Hafizahullah, was there. Also from Sham, from Syria. He was in Medina Munawwara. I came from Turkey. So one of those that are very close to him mentioned to me that they're the mashayikh of Sham and Syria. They actually send out, they have on their groups, whatever social media groups. So they send out, the Sheikh will entertain guests from this time to that time. 2 hours in a day, 3 hours in a day. And they would sit. And people will come in and out the whole day, just coming salam, mulaqat, have a some qahwa, some kajur, sit 5 minutes, listen to nasihat, and the sheikh will continue speaking. As he's speaking, they carry on walking in, just to come and visit, just to come and sit. And they will come in family, groups of families, son, children, grandchildren, you go meet the mashayikh, let's go meet the mashayikh. Each one has their own slot, their own time. So he says, it's a very formal thing among them, that they give time to the people, just to come and sit, to come and listen, you pick up something, but you want to meet the ulama ikram. So that too is a khas and special and a mustaqil ibadat. So we have to learn the etiquette of that also. Go in, make salam loudly, don't make salam, shake hand, don't shake hand, etc., all these things. Now we don't know. So what happens is either we don't know the etiquette, then we go and cause it, or we don't know the etiquette, and we get deprived. So we don't know really now how to, what to do, how to do it. And then Hazrat says, then the mashayikh and the sheikh has to make sabr now. He has to make sabr. Now, don't know how to sit, don't know how to listen, don't know how to react. And Hazrat says, so sometimes they get dad. Dad meaning now, subhanallah. Whether it is a point, not a point, but now the sheikh was very nice. I think how an ustaz said, when they go for qiraat jalsa, the qari is reading about jahannam. And he says, subhanallah, mashallah. He's reading about jahannam. Now you should be taking effect and crying. So khair, let's continue with the kitab, inshallah. So right now we are discussing the etiquettes in regards to the code of conduct for the salikin. Salikin, as we mentioned, are those salaka yasluku, the thread. So they are threading the path to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the eighth etiquette of conduct, the salik, the one that is threading the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should not increase relationships. Neither one based on friendship nor on enmity. His goal is one, is only the friendship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not that I got more friends, it's a bigger clique now I have. The clique should be also be moving in one way, not any other way. So don't increase friendship nor on enmity. Both have the effect of occupying one's time as well as one's heart. Now there's so many relationships, etc. Yes, the mashayikh before were very particular. Qillati ta'am, qillati niyam, qillatul ikhtilat. They said cut down your eating, your drinking, your relationships, your meeting with people. All this will divert you, take you away. Unless now their friendship is only for the sake of Allah. Like how we have one sati. Now, mashallah, he's pabun on gush. He's very punctual on gush. I said, I'll pick you up. Now, it's a friendship based upon the muhabbat of Allah. And also, this mention of the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, أين المتحابون فيها؟ أين المتباذلون فيها؟ And different wordings are mentioned. Where are those that used to sit together? متجالسون فيها. Where are those that used to sit together in my muhabbat and love? Where are those that used to sit, used to visit one another for my sake? Where are those that used to spend upon one another for my sake? So to spend one another, to meet one another, to sit together for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that's commendable. So both have the effect of occupying one's time as well as one's heart. Consequently, neither socialize with friends nor oppose enemies, for these will become occupations in themselves, affecting the expenditure of one's ultimate capital, one's life, and also affect one's dhikrullah. Time went now. You know, sometimes when you go in Jamaat, then after Fajr, one sati will catch you, and now your ma'mulat went. Quran tilawat went, dhikr went, and just talking now. He got some halat, now he starts to talk, and you just finish your breakfast time, talim time, now we're tired, need my ishraq also. And the time went away after that. Now we've got time again, extended mashwara. Upon meeting friends, let it not be that one flees from their presence, otherwise they will investigate why one is acting in such a manner. Upon meeting one's enemies, approach them with exemplary character, so that their enmity does not increase, or else they will continue plotting ways and means to cause one further harm, and one will waste unnecessary time in looking out for their ploys, against which one will have to protect oneself. In short, all this will lead to the waste of one's precious time. And in Tafsir of Al-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Ajib Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains. He says, Al-Asr, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam upon time. Why time? He says, time is the greatest capital Allah Pak has given insan. What you can do with time? Even money too, you can't do that. You need time to make the money also. You need time to even spend the money. So he says time is liquid capital. It's liquid capital which you can't store away in the tijori in the bank. You can't put it in the vault. He says, if you understand now what a precious or commodity time is, you can't store it and say, I'll use it later. Today now I only use 23 hours. 1 hour I'll save it for the weekend. Doesn't happen like that. Like how you're planning your holidays now. Tell the boss that, you know what, I didn't take so many days now, so I stored up my time, I leave now, so I'm taking it. Time, you can't do that. He says, just liquid capital is gone, it's not going to come back. You lost the time. Then Hazrat says in the poetry form, that khud che jaya jang wujdali nek wabad kai walam az salhaha hammi ramad. This is Farsi. Circumstances, good and evil, will constantly change. Circumstances, good and evil, will constantly change. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ How amazing is the affair of a believer. How amazing is the affair of the believer. That if good times come to him, شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ That if good times come to him, then he makes shukr and that is best for him. And if adverse time comes to him, sabara, he makes sabr. And that is also good for him. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, all the conditions of a believer are good for him. If only he looks at it with the eye of iman. There is no loss for him. There is no loss, either sabr or shukr. And both paths will reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sabr sometimes faster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually chase him and catch him. He's making sabr for my sake. Shukr also. There's only one thing in the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala complains. If Allah has a complaint against insan. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ Oh, insan, so little you make shukr. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ And then to further complain, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُرُ That so few of my slaves do make shukr. And those that do make shukr also, how little they do make shukr. That is why one person making a tawaf, Umar ibn Khattab heard him making dua, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْقَلِيلِينَ Allah, make me among those few ones. Say, what dua is this? Allah made me among the few ones. We asked him, hold tawaf, you only made this dua. Say, haven't you heard the Quranic ayat? Allah Ta'ala complains for how little shukr we make, and very few do make shukr also. I want to be among those few. Allah Ta'ala praises that those few also, at least they make my shukr. So shukr is a great ibadat also. Arabic, they say, قَيِّدُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ بِشُكْرِ That lock up and preserve your a'mal by shukr. By making shukr for the amal, Allah Ta'ala preserves it. It's safeguarded. The circumstances, good and evil, will constantly change. Immaterial of what befalls you, submit to the state you find yourself in with firmness. Whatever state Allah Ta'ala has put me, with firmness. Allah, you put me in this condition, I'm absolutely happy. La shikwa fi, there's no complaint whatsoever. Dua we heard usually. Dear Allah, we ask you, ilman nafi'aw, wa rizqa wasi'aw. وسعي مشكورا ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا يلا give me a tongue that makes a dhikr all the time and sabr wali badan and a body that can take sabr also in the path of Allah. The life is not only about bedroom, bathroom and kitchen. Bawarchi khana. That is my ma'amulat of the day. This is my life now. That's why we tell the mothers also, don't enslave your children to food. Don't enslave them to khana peena. Mother got five children, ask each one, what do you want to eat? All this, what was there you must eat? Allah shukr, this food. Mother says, this one is fussy about this. That one doesn't eat this. This one doesn't eat that. How is it going in the path of Allah tabaraka ta'ala? Allah ta'ala made him to move in the path of Allah. Allah ta'ala made him for ibadat. And now, you've made him on menu. What do you want today? What do you want of tomorrow? What do you eat? What do you don't eat? Enslave them to food. Now they can't move in the path of Allah. Can't sleep here. Can't sleep. The whole life. Unfortunately, youngsters, I like joking with them. So the whole life comes out now. Hey, how's the bathroom? How's the toilet? I said, you're living for bathroom and toilet? That's one zarurat there. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, finished. How's the chow? How's the toilet? Clean, dirty. Close your eyes and do your job. Is that a place to go in? It's a place of dirt. It's a place of dirt. And where we sleeping? Life has become that. There's no talk of mehnat, of calm, of being productive, of doing some work. It's about where we're going to sleep, what we're going to eat, and where we're going to offload. There's a whole chakra of youngsters' life. Hazrat said, how they instill themselves now to the system. That now they can't move. And for the gherkom and the non-believer, they gave us this, and now to undo it, they say, come to the bush. Come stay in the bush, one mobile toilet you got over there, dug one hole with a spade, and now it's going out over there. I say, hey, what a weekend it was. What a top weekend it was. We step in the bush, in the tent. I say, where was the bathroom toilet? No, the bathroom was outside, that side. I had to go outside bathroom toilet, dig one hole. It's so exciting it was. It was like, you know, Ishtimaya Amal it was. We all got together, we dug one hole there, put the toilet there. What an achievement. Yeah, India, Pakistan, they're giving you free, man. They're giving you free. Make some khidmat. Right? Because part of our effort is da'wat. Ta'lim, ta'alluf, dhikran. Ibadat na khidmat. So at least we give you khidmah, clean the toilet, you give sawab, you get reward for Haji Bhai Paria Rahmatullah Ali. A junction lives in the Markaz of Deshab Guzari. They say after midnight or after one, everybody's sleeping, that one door is to lead to the toilets is to be locked. Because that time hardly anybody goes toilet after 12, 1 o'clock. So once one of the ulama went there, and he needed to go, but the door was closed. So knock, 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 knock. Fine, you can hear somebody is busy inside. So the person asked, who's there? He said, I want to use the bathroom. So just give me a minute. Then open the door. He's looking now, who opened the door? And everything is shining and clean. They find Haji Bhai Padiya Rahmatullah Ali, cleaning the toilets. After making world mashwara, now he says, we'll clean the toilets now. Khadim of the people. Khadim of the people. This is now, this is suluk, where I'm here to make khidmat of the makhluk and reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So immaterial of what befalls you, submit to the state you find yourself in, you find yourself in with firmness. Subhanallah, Hazrat used to tell us in our student days, after Asr used to give us just snippets, some bayans. And it was all lessons of life, which we recall now. And he would say that we want students of deen that have the qualities of the Sahaba of Badr, radiallahu anhum, and they had two outstanding qualities. Zuhud and taqwa. Zuhud means they can live without all the luxuries of dunya. Taqwa, no guna, no sin in their life. He says, Zuhud now, if the comforts are there, we'll use it. If it's not there, no problem. If I didn't get the pillow that I usually sleep on, or I didn't get the mattress that I usually am comfortable with, no problem. I can sleep on the floor. You make a plan, no hassle. If it's there, we'll use it. If it's not there, we won't miss it. We'll carry on, alhamdulillah. My bathroom, toilet, everything is there at home. I have all the luxuries, amenities. Now we're in the path of Allah. Is that there? Not a problem. Not that now I've got anxiety and I'm stressed out. How I want to go to the bathroom? He says, Allah Ta'ala gave it to you. Use it, enjoy it. If it's not there, I can still manage it. See, that is zuhud. I can manage with the simple things of dunya. Food also, not a certain issue. Certain issue, if now I got my diet at home, and we heard this before also, when our mashayikh move in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, usually we'll ask the family people, you know, what Hazrat eats, what's the menu, what he likes to eat, what kind roti, brown, what kind biscuit, etc., etc. So, mashayikh and Hazrat mentioned, he says, usually the hidayah from whom is, when you're out in the path of Allah, eat whatever is there. Whatever you like, we'll make it home for you. Whatever you like, we'll make it home for you. When you go in the path of Allah, everything is nice. Your special diet, or your fancy diet, or your finiki, nakhra, tabiyat, then all that at home you can have no problem. But now in the path of Allah, whether they're giving you beans, which they give you also, and butter bread they give you also in the morning, then they jam you, then they give you beans for. So it's alhamdulillah, we enjoy it, and the taste is different also. That taste you won't get at home. That taste you won't get at home, that you get in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That enjoyment is different, it's nurani khana. So there you enjoy it. So all these conditions will come, Hazrat will say, we want boys, we want students of deen like the Sahaba of Badr, have zuhud and taqwa. We just need 313 diwanas, mad boys, with the love of Allah, care about nothing. He said, now you're worried about matching socks, or the matching topi, and the matching kurta. He says, you've got nail cream, then you've got foot cream, you've got hand cream, and you've got this, and looking in the mirror. See, for a talib, ilm wa jahi, he could not have looked in the mirror. See, he says, he's short enough, he got his zufa, put his topi on, and he's ready to move in the path of Allah. He says, you can't move, you need comb, you need shampoo, you need conditioner. He says, how are you going to go for hajj in 5 days? And then when you go 5 days, hajj, as I mentioned, he says, hey, what a 5 days hajj it was. He says, yeah, hajj sahab, and then 5 days you use shampoo and conditioner, and hand cream, and nail cream, and this, nothing. But he said, hey, what a 5 days it was. Public toilets were using, what a hajj. He said, every 5 days of your life, live it like that then. So your whole life, said, what a life I had. And the 5 days are so enjoyable, but it just shows the mindset. Mindset, and then all that, Hazrat says to all that, now you went, you stayed all the hotels, you came back, and what you came back with? He said, all the things you stole from the hotel room, all the small shampoos. Right? It brought all of that, small for perfumes also. He says, now where are you going to put all of that? He says, some people's house we go to, they got on the curtain railing also lined up small perfumes, then the headboard they got perfume, then they got shampoo, Why? All dunya must see where we stayed. We stayed all these hotels. Then you go in the bathroom also, there's no place to put toothbrush and toothpaste there. Everywhere is lined up. The windowsills also, everywhere is lined up. Said, like that person that Wali of Allah went to the Itarwala shop selling perfumes. And when he saw him so busy pouring the oud, and he's so careful that one drop, he mustn't lose a profit of the one drop. So he nodded his head. He said, what's your problem? He said, I'm just thinking, Malakul Maut will come. How will you pull out your ruh from all these bottles? Because every bottle your heart is stuck there. Prophet here, prophet there, prophet there. What a Maut you'll have. So you can imagine now, those that keep all these small, small things now. Children will come, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch. But it's there for years. What do you got it there for? You don't even see it anymore. Only somebody now touches it. Now get gabarat now. Now Malakul Maut will come. Ya Allah. We got in the bathroom. We got in the toilet. As I say, the toilet also we can't leave it before we assistance. Say the toilet too, we can't leave it plain. Put on doily there. Put on pot plant. Or plastic plant. Alright. That too we got to put. So all that you got to answer for. All the frames. All the ornaments. All the israf you're going to answer for. You can't take it in the cupboard, you leave it behind, and you're going to answer for it. Why you bought it? What was the intention behind it? Did you have to cover the wall? You had to put the doily there? So all those things you're going to be questioned about. How are you going to answer? And there was no purpose of it really. It was just purposeless. With no purpose whatsoever. As I say, the oldies who put doilies on the sofas. The whole time you're sitting there, you're going to worry about the doily doesn't fall down. Every time you put it back again, put it back again. And then they put it on, then they put doilies on the coffee table. Now the cup can't stand on it firmly also. But it had to be put over there. But no purpose behind it. No purpose behind it. So all this is taking mind power. Allah Pak didn't make your brain for that. But imagine now you have to go looking for this thing to put it in the house. You have to put it there and then children can't play around. You've got a pot plant here, a pot plant there. Then the daddy, nani shouting, be careful of the plants. You say your house now is a house, it's a nursery. There's place and time for everything. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we do the right things. We find ourselves, so Allah says we need this 313 that will be like the Sahaba of Badr radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. The line conduct of a Salik, the one turning the path to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, should adopt the path of humility. For wusul means to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is dependent upon this. This is a very, very big thing, humility, opposite of takabbur. Takabbur is the biggest hindrance, takabbur. They say the last thing to leave a salik, the last razail among the razail, the evil traits, the last thing to leave is takabbur and pride. Because the person will come in the path of Allah, he'll come into suluk, and naturally he'll begin to think, I've come so far, you know, so fancy, I had brand names, and I had this, and I had that, and now he will tell others to, you know what I left behind. Now he's boasting over his past life. Alright? So now, he feels now, I've come a far way, come a long way. You know, before I was so arrogant and so on, now, at least I've gone humble a little bit. The thought of him being humble is pride itself. You think good about yourself. That is pride. Humility is not a thought, it's a reality. It's a reality. A person is humble. So, takabbur and pride is the last thing to leave a salik. Person treading the path of Allah, and the last thing to come into him amongst the praiseworthy things, the last thing to come within him is ikhlas and sincerity. That takes very long. Because that's going to do with the heart, qalb. And qalb means something that is turning all the time. So it changes, it turns all the time. His heart begins to change and turn. It's very difficult to get it. But years of practice, when you ask Hazrat, how do you get ikhlas then? So our Kabir told us, we heard this so much in Jamaat. He said, but we don't make amal. See, before the amal, say Allah is for you. During the amal, say Allah is for you. After the amal is for you, forget about it. Continue for years, years. Say Allah's amal is only for you. When I'm doing the amal, the heart will change also. Back to Allah. Only Allah can give me the reward. No makhluk can reward it. Give me. Even they praise me also. I know who I am. Doesn't make a difference to me. They can say, oh, mashallah, Hazrat like this, Hazrat like that. But I know who I am. What difference is it going to make? Is that going to make me any more pious? So praises are there? Yes, praises from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But Hazrat says, therefore, if you get too many praises, then wear a tight topi or tie the tight turban so the head doesn't swell. So don't take the praise to head. It's from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Give it back to Allah. Alhamdulillah. It is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then put it into that person. Is that me? It's your beautiful heart and your sweet ears and eyes that you see some good in me. Really, you are praiseworthy, not me. I see so many good things, I don't give a good word. But you took out the time to come and give me a good word. Alhamdulillah. Look at what qualities you have. So during the amal, after the amal, yeah, it was for you. And how you hide your sins and bury it, hide your good amal also. Who did this? It's finished and done. Allah, you accept it, preserve it. This is humility. So the salik should adopt the path of humility, for reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent upon this. The adoption of pride, haughty claims of accomplishment, arrogance and ego are highly dangerous and are put forth along the path. Yes, the mashayikh sometime, you'll hear them saying, تَحْدِيثَ ni'mat. بَطُورَ تَحْدِيثَ ni'mat. I'm mentioning this as تَحْدِيثَ ni'mat, that this ni'mat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm mentioning a certain thing that happened in my life to make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ, as for the bounty of your Rabb upon you, فَحَدِّثْ. They say to the people, Allah's ni'mat upon me. Allah's ni'mat. Is that my achievement? Zakim Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala, when he said also that the special mazmoon and topic Allah Pak is upon my heart. So he asked the murid, wouldn't you give me a PhD in romance? He said, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with this topic. بِشُكُرْ كَرْتَاهُمْ. I thank Allah for this. Is that mine? Allah Ta'ala open my heart to it. So these are pitfalls along the path to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So humility, the 10 conduct of a salik. It is required of the salik, the one treading the path to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, to maintain huquq, rights, and to annihilate huzuz, pleasures. So huquq of rights are very important. Huquq of the makhluq. And this tartib, and there's a sequence, there's a pattern, whose huquq are first. First is the huquq of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then one's parents, then one's ustaz, then the mashayikh, the family members. All these are huququllah, the rights of Allah, and huququl ibad, the rights of humans and mankind. Even our workers have rights upon us also. We employed them. Wallah faddala ba'dakum ala ba'din fi rizq. Allah ta'ala says, some, I give them more over others. So there's a balance in the world. If all have the same amount of wealth, nobody will labor. All will be lani. So Allah Ta'ala has made now, it's different. So it doesn't mean that I earned it. Allah Ta'ala gave it to you. Those that are working under you, to be kind to them. Yes, they might have the shortfalls. We have our shortcomings also. But how to deal with them? Then we say, turn the attention of Allah towards them. All right, turn the attention of Allah towards the situation. Not I'll handle it. First ask Allah, Ya Allah, you sort it out and you give me the know-how. At least 7 times, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, right now the challenge of mine, how do I approach it? 7 times, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We read dua, اللهم الْهِمْنَا مَرَاشِدَ أُمُورِنَا وَعِدْنَا مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا مِنْ سِيَّاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. Ya Allah, الْهِمْنَا مَرَاشِدَ أُمُورِنَا. Ya Allah, give me ilham, instill within my heart the correct path to take right now. And Ya Allah, I seek your refuge from the evil of my nafs and from my evil a'mal. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for guidance. Allah Ta'ala will guide. So to maintain huquq, now when it comes to huquq also, the huquq of ibad, people, and even things around us. In the hadith we are taught, even the rights of plants and trees, we are taught they also. Don't defecate, don't urinate under a fruit-bearing tree. People now will break fruits there. Or people will take a rest. So there we are taught also how to take care of the environment, right? Where to relieve yourself. Don't just put anywhere also. Hadith Sharia mentioned the truth. If you spit anywhere, cover it up. So keep the environment clean. When it comes to animals, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned that time, because they were riding donkeys, mules, camels. He says, don't make the backs of your conveyances so fast. Where now you met another horse rider, so you're sitting on your horse and talking to him. The horse is getting tired. Dismount the horse and talk to him. Not just sitting there and you're having a conversation. It's Allah Ta'ala's makhluk also. He gets tired. To that extent, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is so particular. Now people have different pets. There's a hukuk upon the people. How to look after these pets in the correct manner. What to feed them. Feed them halal food also. Now you bring them in the home. What happens unfortunately now, the animals in the house have more rights than the people in the house sometimes. That cat now is enjoying all the bedrooms. But my little brother can't come in my room, sorry. भाई वो जानवर नहीं है, इंसान है, इज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग, जानवर एनिमल, एनिमल कैन वॉक अराउंड एनीवे इन द हाउस, बट इंसान के शाउटेड अपॉन. नाउ द एनिमल्स आर टेकिंग दैट स्पेस इन आवर होम्स, वी बिकमिंग सो इंटीमेट विद द एनिमल्स राइट नाउ. अदर सीज पीपल कांट अंडरस्टैंड, एनिमल्स आर गेटिंग सरप्राइज ऑल्सो, यू कम सो मच लव फॉर अस, यू आर कीपिंग अस सो वेल, इवन द डोमेस्टिक नो शी मस्टन ट्रैप माई टेल, इवन द डोमेस्टिक नो मस्टन ट्रैप माई टेल. So he says, where insan has gone? Hazrat says, where insan, where his mind has gone with animals, all this colonization of the environment, that our minds got colonized also. And so much of muhabbat and love now, now whole day they got camera on the cat now. Got website on the cat, and they're uploading pictures on the cat, Hazrat will say. So we hear people now, whole day cat, 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 cat. Then the little daughter also got no time for mother and father, whole day playing with the cat, playing with the cat. They said, she has so much muhabbat for cats. And some people are going to dogs now. Little dogs carrying in their handbag, etc. Different levels. They're going to all those things. They said the purpose of our life. They said the purpose and how much money being spent on it also. So maintaining hukuks and to annihilate one's pleasures. The 11th conduct, it is required of the salik, the one treading the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to remain pleased whether he experiences a state of bast. Bast means spiritual rapture. And I'm feeling very good. It is required that he remains pleased in that condition also for inherent, experience a state of bust, for inherent therein is great wisdom. Meaning Allah Ta'ala sometimes, Allah Ta'ala gives this bust. Now what we call bust, usually we say josh. You get josh, cream soda. Now the thing is flowing, came back, now he's in the fikr. Okay, take out the whole dunya right now, take everybody out in the path of Allah. The officer is flat now. What happened to him now? So, this he must do work with hosh, nake josh. To sensibly apply your mind, take it easy. There's a balance in deen also. So, there's inherent therein is great wisdom Allah Ta'ala gives some people. This hosh or this josh right now, spiritual rapture Allah Ta'ala gives to catch the person, give him the sweetness a little bit. Now, you can't be living in it all your life, the sweetness. Because it gets too much for a person's heart also. Then that fikr and that hal also, it matures. If on the other hand, he experiences qabz, spiritual constriction, he should nonetheless remain pleased therewith, for even this state is not bereft of benefit to him. Here, qabz also will come. The person just can't get going. You see, I'm just feeling lazy. Quran has become difficult to read also. My zikr, heart is not even attentive. I'm just making zikr like that. When I'm not feeling good also, then Hazrat would say, when a person is feeling low like this, which is called qabz, then suffice upon the basic ma'amulat. Don't push. It will be detrimental. Person now just wants to push more. He said, no, I think I'm going to push myself more. No, you can't push yourself. If you've got fever right now, you can't push yourself. Because you've got now spiritual fever. And now he's draining you out. But now you want to push yourself. It's detrimental. That's why we need the mashayikh. Now how much do I... Now he's making zikr of Allah. Now you're going to decrease it. Just take it easy. Make it half right now. What you can manage. Don't put a bodge. Don't put a burden on your head. So they tell you accordingly. Like one person who said, Thalmi rahmatullah alayhi, he was having some halat. So Hazrat prescribed for him so many badams you must take. So one of the days thereafter, during late at night, somebody sees him walking in the street, lungi on and no shirt. Bitch, he said, bhai, kya hua aapko? He said, bahut garmi lagta hai. Feeling too hot. Can't sit in the house also. So what happened? He says, the Thami told me to take a few badam every day for my health because I was getting... But I just doubled it. I just doubled it, maybe I get better quickly. But you can't double it. See what happened now. Can't take the heat of it. Because the Thami knew now. But he didn't take the prescription correctly, so it was detrimental to his health. That is why we need sometime person also in the field of da'wah tabligh, in class also, in the hifz class, you find the boy sometime, come back after holiday, now he's got heavy qabz, he's got now. After holiday, everything is pulling back. And the ustad is ready to make bust. Now he can't get moving, forgot his sabak door and forgot his door. Now pyar muhabbat, pyar muhabbat, pull him out slowly, slowly. Actually, qabz, the literal meaning of qabz means constipation. And bust diarrhea. So either you get spiritual diarrhea, so to say, or you get spiritual, what you call it, constipation. So his boy also has. The 3-4 years, how many times you have to leave his class? Hey, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. You carry on going back. Carry on going back. Then after you finish it, you say, Allah, how I pulled through, I can't understand. But you're running your ustaz strength. He had the time for you, that muhabbat for you, shafqat for you, and he carried on pulling you and pulling you and pulling you. That's a very, very important, is that our topic of discussion, but it's coming to mind, right? Very, very important. For those that are involved in ta'alim and ta'allum, in education, teaching, hifz class, etc., etc., is a very important point. Hazrat has a word, muzakara. Ar-Rahman allam al-Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala says, Rahman, he taught the Qur'an Sharif. Ustaz has to have this quality of rahmat in him. When the student comes to read, what he reads? A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Now the ustaz is pulling out his tajweed mistake. He said it's on his place. But he's reading by you. Allah Ta'ala has chose you to be his tutor right now, his educator, and his sami', the one that listened to him. So listen what he's saying. He's saying, oh ustaz, I see protection in Allah right now from shaitan the accursed. So say, what does it mean? He's telling the ustaz, don't become like one shaitan also. I'm seeking refuge from shaitan, the one that creates anger. What I'm asking you, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, teach me the name of Allah who's Rahman and Rahim. So have mercy upon me. I'm giving my heart to you. I'm giving you my heart, so be kind to me. So the very important point when it comes to ta'aleem and teaching, no matter how weak the boy may be, and mashayikh will tell us, or ustaz will tell us, kamal ki baat ye hai. The perfection of an ustaz is this, that non-flyer, whatever name. I know a high flyer. What's opposite of a high flyer? He's not flying at all in class. To make him produce, he say, yeah, come here. Amr bin Khattab radiallahu anhu couldn't even graze cattle and animals. People would mock him. Nabi of Allah made him Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, wait, Umar bin Khattab, family used to mock at him. What are you going to do in life? There had to be a Nabi after me, it would be Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So calm is taken out. Calm is taken out and work is taken out from that youngster. Parents also. So the point over here, my dear brothers, you'll find in the kufr world, those that are high flyers, whether academically, in education, in school, in varsity, or in sports also. All right? They do sports, they're doing acrobatics and all these things over here. Those that are gone very top in the field, swimmers and whatever it is. And usually when they are interviewed, you'll find them in the papers or in articles, that how come you became such an achiever? And they all have a story to say. All right, I had an injury, or had some handicap, or this or that. All right, many you find like tennis players and all, where and where they came from. And the main line will say that my tutor, my educator, my coach believed in me. Believed in me. You can do it. What do you tell the boy? Better you go back to school. You're wasting your time here. You're wasting your life here. You, your father, your mother, all wasting your time. Better you go back to school. Inna lillahi. Inna lillahi. And what they're telling them in school, you can perform. We're with you. Right, teach us up. They say, they believed in me. That's a big thing that we have to get in us also. That this child really can't, but I believe in you, you're going to do it. There is tawajju in their style now. They're making tawajju. Alright, they can see, we can pull something out from this child. He's got something in there. The ustaz also has to see this child, what's his capacity, and yes, certain the father will get upset. Don't worry. He'll bloom soon, he'll blossom. He'll open up, don't worry. It'll happen. Mawlana Nazrul Rahman Sahib, Namu Barakatu, in arriving. He's the most senior one there right now. So, he's a Naqshbandi, what I heard, and most of his bayans are like the tasawuf. Even his eating also, he counts the amount of mussels he eats, amount of sips he drinks. Very strict on himself. Holy Quran, Tilawat and Fikr. So he's a former ustaz of the Mishkat class, in our Darul Ulum, the fifth year class, pre-final year. So when he addresses the ulama ikram, then he finds a certain time, then the khadim will bring this enamel komish, right, with ice in there, and ice cold water. Just say 3-4 sips, and that's it, take it away. So he's got these few boys making khidmat the entire day. So when I asked some of the ulama that we spent time with in the 1 year, so we asked them about the ustaz. So they say, well, Nazrul Rahman Sahib, when it comes to the pre-final year, So he starts from the weakest boy in the class, who's the weakest boy during all his years, and he chooses that boy for his khidmat for the month. You make my khidmat. Khidmat se khuda milta hai. So khidmat and service, giving service to the mashayikh, you get Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in that khidmat, when the boy comes and goes serving him, he makes tawajjuh on him. Kya maana? Make dua for him. Ya Allah, open his heart. Ya Allah, open his heart. Ya Allah, open his heart. See, by the end of that month, the boy is flying. The boy is flying. Next month, he's another boy. This is what Anbiya alayhim used to do. Connect the makhluk to the khaliq. Turn Allah's attention and rahmat to the makhluk. So these mashayikh, the hearts are alive. Now, the things we tell our children sometime, we already close the doors for life. We close the doors for what we don't tell them sometime, because they're not performing. Right? First of all, as it says, they're not performing. The first thing the mothers should check is what is their diet. What are you feeding them? As I mentioned also in the States, there was a Muslim couple. The young son was doing hives, just couldn't get going. I think 6 months or a year, he had only two paras or something. What's wrong with this boy? So they took him to a dietitian, non-Muslim, white woman. So she checked the first question she asked the parents, how much do you all eat out? How much do you all eat out? He said, nearly every second day, and I just order online. Right, this burger, that burger, is a big thing now. Those countries, please cut it out completely. Cut it out completely and cook simple food at home. I think in 6 months or something, what this boy did, he didn't do for years. Just change his diet only. Just change his diet, because you are what you eat. And as I give the example also, if the father was eating the Khajur of Madina Manawara, and from the Khajur of Madina Manawara, the sperm was formed, mother was eating Khajur of Madina Manawara, and the mother conceived thereafter, and the child was born, he grew up eating Khajur of Madina Manawara, what do you call him? Madani. And the father was drinking Zamzam, consummated the nikah, boy was born from there, mashallah, the semen produced from Zamzam, and the boy grew up in Zamzam, he says, he's a Makki. And if the semen was formed from junk food, that's the reason he'll be a junkie. He says, you're producing it. So don't blame the child. This is what you got, eczema, got asthma. What you were eating, what you were consuming, what type of food, was it wholesome? Halal and tayyiba. Kulu min al-tayyibat. Tayyibat is that mixed, tarjuma. Eat. Tayyiba means pure. So taking in the consideration, tafsir of tayyibat, as it says, must be halal, healthy, and wholesome. Halal, healthy, and wholesome. Three H's. As the madrasa boys all say, gee, halal, healthy, and wholesome. So they don't forget the tarjuma now. So as I say, sometimes it's wholesome food, but prepared unhealthy. You buy it, everything is organic, but the way it's prepared is finished. There's nothing left in there. We only eating it for taste. So it has to be halal, number one. It has to be healthy food, prepared in a healthy manner and wholesome food. Then you get the full nutrients. Then the brain will work. Then the brain will work. The heart will be tuned also correctly. So you are what you eat. You are what you wear. To the extent Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, don't use cheetah skin as a saddle. Cheetah skin, that time they used to use. Because just sitting on it will have an effect on you. Just using it will have an effect on you. So what you're wearing, what you're sitting upon, has an effect. Person is wearing snake shoes is wearing, then he's going to move like that also. Crocodile also. Right? He'll act like one. And if you don't believe me, put on one Spider-Man suit for a small boy. And see how he'll be jumping everywhere. Some boys, we saw them wearing Spider-Man. So I said, well, hey, you like spiders, eh? He said, no, I hate them. I said, why are you dressed like a spider then? He said, no, I like the Spider-Man. Oh, I'm Batman. Oh, Superman. Superman, he'll jump from the window after that. He thinks he's going to fly. But you see the effect of it. Just the clothing he wears. We don't understand. Now we're giving them all other brand names. It's affecting the tarbiyah, the heart. Now we say, how much we're telling them? How much we're telling them? How much we're telling them? Is that getting through? Because already the barriers are there. We put everything up there. So when is he going to start turning the path to Allah? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's conclude this now. So a person experiences now bust spiritual rapture or qabz spiritual constriction, he should nonetheless remain pleased therewith, for even this state is not bereft of benefit to him. So when he will go down, when you get the constipation, and then after that when it opens up, then how you enjoy it? Ya Allah, finally, now I'm relieved. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala opens up for the mashayikh. And Anbiya alayhi salam also went through it. When he came to Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Allah Ta'ala said, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. We saved him from gham. You know, he heard gham, bo gham che. A lot of grief. He's also depressed. The Thani rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote also, he experienced chronic depression for 17 years. Even became suicidal also. But how in that state he still put himself together and fulfilled his ma'amulat? Why he says, because I'm a slave of Allah and nothing else. I have to put my head down to him. Not to put my head down to the condition I'm experiencing. He's supreme. Condition is secondary. So over he overcame that after 17. Then Allah made him the mujaddid, reformer of the time. Therefore he could now educate the ummah on different levels. Because he went through all of that. Number 12, the Salih should opt for suhbat, companionship of the Ahl Muhabbat, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should opt for their companionship. What does it mean now? There is a conflict of interest. Do I sit now with the lovers of Allah, to go out in the path of Allah? Oh, there's a tournament this weekend, now where do I go? Now what should I do right now? Right, now Allah ta'ala will turn things. Just 2 weeks ago, we went for the Islahi Jalsa, one of our Satis. He said, I want to come for the program, but my son got sports now. What do I do now? Father and son day. I said, but you make niyat. Allah will make a plan. And before we knew it, he was there already. Before time. But how? He said, no, they changed the sports. They changed the sports. Now, what a wali of Allah his son is, subhanAllah. Or the father. Like father, like son. And the father is sitting here, and Allah rewarding. They changed the sports. They changed it, Abza. They changed it, mashallah. And he made it for the program. So see the talab and desire Allah shows you, I'll move it. Now so who changed the sports date by? Alright. And what the mother will say, no, it's his sports, you gotta be there. You gotta be there. But he opted to be with the lovers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala unseen system. Allah Ta'ala moved the sports day also, or the day out for the students. It is number 13. The Salik on occasions when the sifat-e jalal, attributes of majesty, are manifested, should not terminate raja and hope. Now this is very deep. When the sifat of jalal, attributes of majesty, Allah Ta'ala's jalal comes into his life, and things become not so easy. One is jamal, beauty. Things have become very easy. Everything is beautiful. One is now the attributes of Allah Ta'ala's jalal and his magnificence are manifested, should not terminate hope upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If he is now getting rejected, sometimes it happens when you go to the mashayikh also, now we're so anxious to meet them, but he didn't give me a face. I feel, now what happened now? How come you just like shook my hand, by the way? After so long I went to the sheikhs, this thing, and now he hardly even made the proper salam with me. Now it's like this, like jalal now. It's a bit rough treatment now. So don't lose hope, you just stick in there. Alright, that's your tarbiyat also. That's your tarbiyat, because sometimes I feel I got some maqam and status in the eyes of the mashayikh. So therefore I must be afforded a very special welcome. But I didn't get it. Now what happened now? I say, I don't know, man. I'm not going to park in front now. I'll go sit in the back somewhere. This is not looking right. No, you must still push ahead. Because now, as I said, we're seeing now whether he's still going to come front or sit in the back and run away. As the Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, anybody used to go for bi'at, you should put them on toilet duty. See if they run away this day. When you clean the dirt of your heart, first you clean the dirt in the toilet. Then you can prove to me that really you want to clean yourself out. So mashayikh also, they test the murid, they see. They really got that muhabbat, no matter how. This al-hubbu fillah, this is a very important point also. Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah. The person who loves for the sake of Allah and he dislikes for the sake of Allah. It's easy to say it, that I love you for the sake of Allah. Or you dislike someone for the sake of Allah. What does it entail to love someone for the sake of Allah? When you love someone for the sake of Allah, it's sunnah to tell that person also, I seek you, I uhibbuka fillah, I love you for the sake of Allah. What does it mean? So the commentators of hadith say it means that the person whom you love for the sake of Allah, whether he welcomes me, or he chases me away, like a dog also. My face doesn't change, my love doesn't change. Main aapka kutta hoon. I'm your dog. I'll still sit here. Because the Thani Rahmatullah, how many times will people will come? He said, Bhag jao, get out from here. But Hazrat, get out, move. So they would leave. Hazrat opened the khanka door in the morning, sitting there waiting outside. Yeah, he didn't say, hey, I better go for a coffee, man. So cool off. I also got a mugger. What do you think I am? He said, no, Muhammad is something else. You love him for the sake of Allah, so you're showing Allah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma traveled from Medina Munawwara to Sham to meet Abu Darda, I think it was, to hear just one hadith. But when he came to his home, the khadim was there. He says, Abdullah bin Masood or Abu Darda, he says, the Sahabi awake, he's not having a rest right now. He says, no problem. So he spread out his shawl and he laid down by the front door. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, what a great Sahabi. And when the time came and the Sahabi woke up and he opened the door, he sees Abdullah was lying down there. He got a shock. The cousin of Nabi alayhi salatu, what are you doing here? He said, I've just come to hear one hadith from you. Did you hear this from Nabi alayhi salatu? He said, I heard it. Jazakallah khair, assalamu alaikum. He said, haven't you come just for that only? He said, only for one hadith. Only for one. The love of just listening to hadith. Travel all the way to Syria and back. And that too, he waited at the door. So this is muhabbat and love. A person won't run away. Right? Now, they might say, but this is now extreme. Now he changed your way, and he's still going like on bicharo there. Right, he didn't even give you anything, and now you're still running behind him. But he only proposed to that girl. Oh, he didn't even propose, she said, I don't like you, don't come here. He's still driving up and down. Still driving up and down. What do you say? Hey, what's wrong with you, bhai? You might get lucky, just carry on driving. But here in the Muhammad of Allah, he's in a runaway. Lose hope and run away. No, this is where you're supposed to persevere. This is where you're supposed to persevere. And Ya Allah, I want that muhabbat. I want that muhabbat. This is showing to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I want your muhabbat and love. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. InshaAllah. SubhanAllah. 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 SubhanAllah.